it's not a pretty picture out there as September gets going. Stocks are getting hit hard. Currencies are under intense pressure against the U.S. dollar, and commodities are underwater as well. The U.S. dollar and U.S. yields have been the primary beneficiary, and it's not looking like there are many other places that investors want to be at the moment. China growth fears have jumped back into the spotlight, and worry around fresh COVID lockdowns in China have not been helping matters. Economic data hasn't been great either, highlighted by a very so-so bag of PMI reads out of Europe earlier today. At this stage, it feels like the market is really starting to worry about the fact that it has lost its ability to persuade the Fed into a more accommodative policy track as it has done so well in the past. So long as inflation continues to run hot, the Fed now seems committed to get inflation in check beyond any other priorities. And what this means is likely more downside pressure on risk assets and more demand for the US dollar. Having said this, at least as far as the dollar goes, it does feel like the buck has run a little too far and fast against other major currencies, something that could be warning of a little bit of relief ahead. That's all for